This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to audio from a video of women running topless and protesting in the streets of Paris. I don't know what they're saying there, but one of the signs says, "Topless et libre, demand l'égalité." So we can talk a little bit more about what happened.
Topless there. Is legal, or topless is liberty, demand justice, I believe.
So welcome to Free Talk Live here. In the studio tonight, you have Ian.
Alan.
And Daryl.
Just fresh back from the first day of Keenvention. We can Woo-hoo. Talk a little bit more about that. It's going very well so far this year. But I've been teasing this story about the Femin activists back in the news again. They, of course, for those of you who might be new to the program, we've been reporting on Femin over the past few years as they've been making headlines worldwide. And I think it's appropriate they're making news this week after this video, this viral video that we spent quite a bit of time talking about on Wednesday night, Ellen, have you seen the video of the woman who allegedly walked the streets of New York for 10 hours and she was supposedly harassed? Have you seen any of this?
No, but I'm surprised that it took her that long to get harassed.
Well, the harassment's pretty lame as far as I'm concerned. We'll have to show it to you during one of the breaks.
It also didn't take 10 hours for the catcalling, as they're calling it, to begin. She just walked around for 10 hours and
recorded it and
had somebody in front of her recording it. And they claim that there were over 100 instances of catcalling. But some of the catcalling was stuff like, "Hey, beautiful, you know, you'd look better if you smiled.
Good
Have
morning.
A nice day.
Yeah, how are you today?" Apparently that's considered street harassment.
Well, if you're a beautiful woman, anything sounds like harassment to you.
Does it?
Well, don't ask
you're
me.
You're a pretty lady. Come on now. Is that harassment when I tell you that?
No, I mean, I only feel harassed when people start talking at me instead of to me.
What is that? What's the difference?
Well, I actually experienced this a few days ago. Okay. It's where somebody will walk up to you and they'll start talking to you, but then you try to interject something and they just start talking louder and they talk over you instead of allowing you to have, you know, something to say.
Where somebody wants to monologue at you instead of having a conversation.
Yeah, and it's kind of the same with if somebody yells something at you and then walks away without giving you a chance to respond.
Right. Well, in this case, this woman had a chance to respond. She could have stopped and
chose not to. She was silent all day.
They sound like friendly greetings. I don't see how that would be misinterpreted as harassment of any kind.
That's the thing. I mean, that's how I saw it, friendly greetings. There were a couple of guys in the video who, once they were rebuffed and ignored, they did follow her, which was kind of creepy.
Yes.
But it didn't come off as threatening to me, and it didn't come off as harassment or anything like that.
Right, and one of the guys that followed for a while kept saying, "Are you not going to talk? Like, will you at least say hello?"
I don't know if that's harassment or persistence.
Yeah, I would go with the latter. And if it was to make it harassment, she would have to tell them she didn't want to be talked to. If she told them...
Well, to legally make it harassment.
Legally make it harassment, that's correct. So anyway, this is essentially what the gist of the video was. And so it's interesting that, you know, on one hand, you've got this group, Holla Back is what they call themselves. And they are out there claiming this is street harassment. They want to create laws to prevent men from talking to women, I guess, in the streets. And
why don't we all just be silent in the streets so that way nobody gets offended?
Apparently that's what they want. Now, of course, there's some ironic parts to this and hypocritical parts where it was pointed out by Chris Cantwell on Wednesday night that he looked into the actress. They hired an actress to go and walk the streets for 10 hours. And apparently on her Facebook page, she has her friends complimenting her. And, you know, like, you know, people post their pictures on Facebook. Oh, you look so pretty. Yeah, those comments get posted.
How offensive.
Well, no, she wasn't offended by her friends complimenting her on
her
own Facebook
page. So it's okay if somebody that knows you says nice things to you, but not if a stranger says nice things.
Right, just like the way it's determined whether or not it's creepy if a guy hits on you is if you find him attractive.
So here we are now with Femin, this supposed feminist group. They are in the streets of France. RT has the video where they are running, as it is described here, wild in the streets, and the cops trying to chase them and attack them. One of the reasons why this video has gotten a lot of play is because in the very beginning of the video, you see these girls running away. They're topless. The cops are chasing them. And there literally is a cop with a riot shield who runs at them and just totally fails. I mean, you can hear it in the video there. He's running at a topless girl. He's got a riot shield and, like, he doesn't have a helmet. And he just totally, like, crashes into a wall and totally bombs trying to. I mean, had he connected with this woman, it probably would have hurt her quite a bit. He gets up immediately afterwards, so I don't think he took a real hard fall. He's probably wearing padding and things
like
that.
And he had the shield.
And he had the shield to protect himself from boobs, I guess. Maybe he wanted to press it up against their boobs or something like that. I don't know what's going on. It's crazy, the police response to what are essentially topless protesters. The story here from RT, topless feminist group Femin at it again and is beginning to prove too athletic for some cops to catch. The video shows the half-naked ladies running away from the police and dodging the law enforcers like skillful footballers. For some time, the police's attempts to catch the fleeing ladies failed. At one point, there's a slapstick moment where an officer trips over and slams into a building while chasing the flock of bare-chested females. Topless women rallied in central Paris in front of the Palace of Justice in support of an arrested member of the feminist group. Over 20 Femin members were eventually arrested in this protest. Their fellow activist, Yana Jadanova, was arrested on October 15th for stabbing a statue of Russian President Vladimir Putin. You might remember the story. We did talk about that, where she went in. It feels that was more recent than October 15th. Maybe they've done this in more than one occasion. I suspect they have, because I know we talked about this before October 15th, where one lady went into one of these wax museums and takes a knife out and stabs Vladimir Putin's statue multiple times.
That's a hate crime.
Pretty.
Destruction of property.
Well, it's definitely destruction of property. I mean, that I don't agree with destroying someone's property, but on the other hand, it's funny. I mean, you gotta hand it to her. She didn't hurt anybody, but she definitely made a statement.
Yes.
In that instance. She was fined about 1,500 euros by a Paris court for destroying the wax statue at the Grevin Museum. Oh, okay, here we go. So it was the same girl. It was in June when she did it. She wasn't arrested for it until October 15th.
Wow, so it took them quite a while.
That long. Yeah. But what's interesting here is they don't really give you much more information. I did look around, and it's possible I just overlooked a better story. There's no real info here on why the police are chasing topless women. Is it really illegal in Paris to be topless? Did they have any legal protest? What was it that the police were chasing and trying to tackle these topless women about? What did they do to deserve that?
I'm not sure, but I know that if it was topless men, nobody would care. It's like sheer sexism, and I don't understand why it's an issue. Well, like, they feel like they have to force modesty on people now?
That's what I don't understand here, Ellen, because, I mean, this is France. It's Europe. I mean, topless women,
they're on posters everywhere.
Yeah, there's nothing new about being a topless woman in Europe. They're supposed to be, you know, the world renowned for being more sexually open and more accepting towards, you know, topless equality and things like that in Europe. At least that's the understanding I've always had about Europe. Maybe Paris is going through some sort of conservative phase. I don't know. I'm bewildered by this. Or maybe these girls did something before the police were chasing them.
But to be fair, maybe it wasn't so much about the toplessness as it was about the fact that they were rioting or picketing, whichever they were doing.
So I'm trying to find the news of exactly why
All the news is about the cop taking a fall here.
Right. So I did a search on Google in their Google News, and there was some kind of protest by FEMIN in front of the Iranian embassy. But that might have been in Berlin. There was also a blood bucket challenge by some FEMIN activists a couple of weeks ago.
These girls are amazing activists. I want to talk more about this here in a moment. We'll see if we can get some more info. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Owning gold. There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. The number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. What would feminists in the United States have to say about Femin? Because Femin is this interesting group that, you know, they're not necessarily liberty-oriented at all. I just love them because they've got real courage. I mean, they're willing to go out and put themselves and their freedom on the line over what they believe in a way that you just don't see in the United States. I mean, I've seen video of Femin activists being taken down by thug, humongous, scary kind of Russian cops. I mean, the stories about what happened to these Femin activists are pretty scary. We were reading stories about them previously where one of them was taken out into the woods by some Russian thug cops at one point, and what did they do to her? They did something awful involving a knife, and she lived through it, but it was a horrifying story, and they've really put up with some serious, scary situations in some pretty scary places to try to, you know, purportedly have more rights for women.
Well, I think it would depend on what feminists you ask, but I think maybe some of the feminists in America would say that they're objectifying themselves.
Well, right. They're using their own breasts as an attention-getting mechanism, and it works. Now, so kudos to them for figuring out how to get some attention for their cause. Unfortunately, in this particular story, where one of the several Femin activists, 20 of them, were arrested in Paris during a protest of what happened to another Femin activist, they were attacked by the police, and they're being chased down. We're trying to figure out why. Is it just because they're topless in public?
So I've actually got a story from Metro News that I'll get to.
Hold that. We're going to get into because you're actually having to translate this. And what's frustrating, I imagine, for the folks in Femin is all of the news headlines about their protest are about how one of the cops took a spill during the chase, because the cops are literally running after them, these topless women, in just this ridiculous scene, and one of the cops smashes into a wall. And that's what all of the English stories are about that I've seen about this incident. So I want to know, why were the cops chasing them in the first place? What, you know, precipitated the actual chase? We'll get into more detail here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Antiwar.com, by the way, has the answers about the ISIS situation. They've got the readership, but what they don't have is a pot of gold. The war machine has the magic of the Federal Reserve's printing press and the mainstream media on their side, and all antiwar.com has is you and the facts. The antiwar.com staff is down to a skeleton crew, however, and they're taking minimal pay. They are committed to keeping the website online with the best of the worst of all the bad news out there, but they can't do it for free, and they can't do it without you. They need your donation, so please go to antiwar.com and donate to them at antiwar.com/donate. Plus, they proudly and gladly take Bitcoin. Antiwar.com/donate, because war is the health of the state. So, but it's just, I think this, besides the fact that the cop smashes himself into a wall, neat video of that happening. I posted it on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. I think this is an interesting story to come out after this viral video of the woman walking around New York City in this group claiming that someone saying good morning on the streets to a pretty lady is somehow harassment. These are people who call themselves feminists. And I think you're right, Ellen, that many people who call themselves feminists would look at Femin and would look at their tactics and say that they are objectifying themselves, that how can they demand equal rights for women while turning themselves into this, you know, this sexual thing, even though I don't think breasts are sexual. There are people who do think that.
No, I mean, just the fact that you have a certain body part doesn't make it explicitly sexual. It's just a part of your body.
I agree with you. But unfortunately, the laws in a lot of places don't agree with us, and they have criminalized women being topless, whereas men being topless is completely legal. And I suspect that the reason why women being topless is criminal is because there's enough males who are in politics who believe that breasts are sexual. And so in order to repress that sexuality, or what they believe that everyone else is the same as them, in order to repress that, they've created laws to prohibit women from walking around topless. So, you know, this brings up that issue of, well, you know, if you're a feminist, should you be, you know, should being topless be a method that you use to get your message out? I imagine feminists would vehemently disagree on this topic.
I don't know, because, and I would say that it's something that they disagree on, because there are some feminists that use it as a tactic, and other feminists that would wind up saying, you know, like, you shouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you should find more modest ways.
Well, that's what I'd like to hear from. I mean, if there's anybody out there who considers themselves a feminist and you're offended by femin's tactics, I'd love to hear from you. I think they're brilliant, really. I think that they've gotten all kinds of press for what they've done. I imagine it's a lot of personal difficulty, because these women are getting arrested and charged with various different things. I mean, it's an expensive process to go through civil disobedience and have to go to court and go to prison or go to jail and, you know, pay fines and things like that. It's a real pain to go through all this disobedience just to get some news articles out there to promote your organization.
Yeah, and it's probably insulting to them that the only news that is in English anyway about this story is the one about the cop running into the wall.
Right. No one's talking about the actual reason why they were there. There's a cursory mention of it in the RT story. Oh, yeah, they were there to protest the arrest of a woman who was, you know, arrested for stabbing Putin's wax statue at a museum in France. That's all you get. And you don't get the story about what led up to these police chasing after these topless women. Is it illegal to be topless in Paris? If so, I'd like to know that, because it would be shocking information. So, Daryl, what did you learn, if anything, from the Google translated version of a French article from which website?
I actually have two articles, one from Metro News and one from the French version of Huffington Post. I didn't even know that there was a French version of Huffington Post, but apparently there is. So first, the article from Metro News, it says Sunday afternoon, about 30 activists protested topless in front of the courthouse in Paris to protest against the charges against two of them for sexual exhibitionism, chanting feminist, not exhibitionist, and not a criminal. The femin crowd waved placards that read, naked and free.
Okay.
A topless man is free, legal, and cool. A topless woman is a criminal. And my body is not obscene.
All right.
All of these in French. Some have also found time to hang the gates of the palace before the police came and removed them. So I'm not sure what it means to hang the gates of the palace.
Literally hanging on the gates.
Oh, hanging on. Okay. Yep. Again, you know, this is a Google translated version of an article. And then it mentions the two people that had been arrested that they were protesting. The one you had mentioned was Danova Yana, who was convicted, or rather was sentenced to a fine of 1,500 euro for stabbing a waxed statue of Vladimir Putin.
So they literally
the
are.
The charge was sexual degradation and exhibition.
Wow. So it literally is illegal to be topless in France.
In possibly. The what other person.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. Tote Flowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, Pro Flowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls if you dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. More about the Femen topless protests that resulted in 20 arrests. They were already protesting one or two of their ladies.
Two
of their ladies being arrested for some nonsense. We'll get into more detail on that here in moments. Also, you're welcome to join us here via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, at coffee.freetalklive.com, you can get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there from BuzzBox, shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. It's great coffee, and BuzzBox does something else that is super special. They and Free Talk Live have teamed up with Kiva, kiva.org, to help change lives by offering people in poverty an opportunity to change their own lives through microloans. And the way this is working is for every 10 Free Talk Live listeners that signs up and gets on the auto-ship program over at coffee.freetalklive.com, then we can fund one new microloan out to some folks and help them make a better life for themselves. When that microloan gets paid off, we'll fund that same amount of money into another microloan. So you can help us with that and get great coffee as well. Get your first pound free. Just pay the shipping costs, and you can cancel your subscription anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com. That's coffee.freetalklive.com. You may also bring up anything that you want, and we'll continue Femen here in a moment. Kenzo is on the line first, though, in New Jersey, listening online to LRN.fm. Hello, Kenzo.
Yeah, hello. So a lot of times the ballot questions for referendums that they have a national implication. I don't know it was going to affect your state, but it was just very strange. I don't know if I'm overreacting, but one of the questions that they have is they want people to vote on whether to amend the state constitution that gives a right to bail, a specific right to get bail if you're being held as arrested, and which is more than what the federal constitution doesn't really spell it out. It hasn't really been decided as to what it really means. The only thing it really says is that your bail can't be excessive. And some people have taken that to mean that implies that you have a right to bail, but that's not been decided. But
so just to clarify, you're saying in New Jersey there's a ballot measure where people will be able to vote on amending the state constitution to create a right to have bail once you are arrested for something?
No, it's actually the opposite. There already is in the state constitution a specific right to have bail. What they're asking people is whether they should amend it so that they would take that away, so that they would allow judges to hold people in pretrial confinement.
So what you're saying is, just to be clear, in New Jersey, people have a right to bail, which means that if you are arrested on suspicion of being an axe murderer who has slaughtered, 50 people, that you would get bail. Like, you know, they would set bail at $2 million or, you know, $3 million or $300 million or whatever, but they would set some amount of bail, is what you're saying.
Well, under the state, there is a right to have a bail. And I can't tell you how that's been gotten around, but what's onerous about this, in my view, is that they're asking people to just eliminate that. You know, that's a clear-cut right, and they want, you know, the people to be able to say, no, we don't want that right anymore. And I don't know who's behind this move to have this, but
probably the police.
So the actual wording of the question would ask people if they should allow a court to order pretrial detention of a person in a criminal case. So the way they have it worded here makes it sound as though, you know, like nobody ever stays in jail before they go to. Yeah, that, you know, based on what I'm.
I mean, is this your understanding?
It could take over a year.
I'm sorry?
It could take it over a year for you to ever go to trial. And
sure.
Trial might last longer than that. So if a person is innocent, later found to be innocent, they spend all that time in jail, and they might not even survive being in jail.
Oh, I know. It's just a terrible thing to take somebody's freedom away as they're awaiting trial. So, I mean, I'm not necessarily opposed to the idea of, you know, guaranteed bail. Obviously, there are certain circumstances that make people want to allow a judge to have the option to deny bail, like, you know, the crazy axe murderer kind of
circumstances. Well, I think they already are doing that. It's just that what they're really saying is they're saying because there's a specific right to bail in the New Jersey State Constitution. And they want to make an amendment.
So what you're saying is they are already, do you know for a fact that there are people who are denied bail in New Jersey?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hear about that all the time. It's just that.
So what you're saying is they're violating your understanding of their state constitution already, and there's no one calling them on it, but now they just want to legalize that?
The thing is that I don't know how they're getting, around it. I mean,
they just do whatever they want. I mean, that's how they get around it. They just, ignore their rules and do what they want. That's how it happens almost everywhere.
I don't know if I'm overreacting. And the reason I've talked to the people about this and they, they look at it like, oh yeah, well, you should be able to give the judges the latitude to do that.
I found an opinion piece here from NJ.com, which is NewJersey.com,
okay.
And they're actually advocating a vote yes, and they cite a couple of instances here, one of which is someone that was labeled a drug kingpin who was out on bail and killed his witnesses. they also cited someone that was involved in a Newark schoolyard murder, and someone that was out on bail for raping an 8-year-old, and then while out on bail, killed 3 college kids.
Oh, my.
Wow. That's
and they also say that it's generally the poor and nonviolent people who can't afford bail and languish in jail for months before going to trial.
So, Kenzo, where do you stand on this?
Well, what concerns me is that they're actually asking us to basically say, no, we don't want to have this protection in our Constitution anymore. And that concerns me. I think it makes me, you know, why would anybody ask, you know, for us to basically say, oh, no, we don't want this right anymore. You know,
oh, I see what he's saying.
Stronger than what the U.S. Constitution, you know, has been deemed to have said. There's nothing that actually says right to bail in the 8th Amendment. It just talks about having an overly excessive bail.
It is pretty disturbing. It's like they're testing the water to see how opposed people are to, you know, voting for their own freedoms to be restricted.
I suspect they're not very opposed at all. I think this will pass. I think that you know, the police will get behind this, and, you know, and most of the things the police get behind, lots of people get behind.
Yeah, and also, when you've got the newspapers that are putting out, you know, vote
scary
yes,
stories.
And here's scary things that happen.
Kenzo, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Kenzo seemed bewildered as to why would someone do this? Well, I mean, these are the people who are in search of power. They're constantly moving towards consolidation of that power, towards eliminating any semblance of rights you might still have left. I mean, as he already admitted, this isn't in effect. It may be written into their constitution, but apparently it's being ignored. So now they're just trying to legalize the ignoring of that particular provision, which ostensibly guarantees you some level of bail if you get arrested in New Jersey. So, I think that all they'll have to do is trot out these scary stories and have the police unions endorse this, and it'll probably sail through.
Right. And, you know, one thing that I'm a little confused on is, you know, if they do wind up passing this and giving judges a little more leeway, then would the judge be able to let somebody out on personal recognizance, especially these nonviolent people that are sitting in for months because they're poor and can't afford bail?
Would you think this would prohibit personal recognizance?
Well, it sounds like they're not allowed to do that now.
We'll come back with more here. 855-450-FREE plus more details on the Femin protest. It's Free Talk Live.
Geico RV presents Reflections from the Road.
I love the great outdoors and saving money, so I made the easy switch to Geico RV insurance.
Which was a whole lot easier than eating my wife's cooking for a week.
Rob, I can hear you.
Sometimes I think she can read my thoughts.
Yeah, you were thinking about Geico RV insurance.
Man, she's good.
Well, you are saying everything out loud.
I meant to do an internal monologue.
Geico, for your RV, trailer, or camper. See how much you could save.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here, and we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
Ellen.
And Daryl.
And we're in the midst of a confusing issue about New Jersey's court system. A gentleman called in a moment ago saying that there's apparently a ballot measure this year that people will be voting on that will essentially make it so that judges in New Jersey could deny people bail. Apparently the New Jersey Constitution guarantees someone who's been arrested the right to bail.
It says all persons shall, before conviction, be bailable by sufficient sureties.
Which could mean PR bail, in that personal recognizance means that, you know, the judge thinks you're going to make it to court. They don't see any real need to load up thousands of dollars of bail on you, so they just let you out.
But based on what I'm seeing here, and a statistic by the Drug Policy Alliance says that on a typical day in New Jersey, there's approximately 1,500 people that are sitting in county jails because they can't come up with the money to cover bail. Most of those are nonviolent offenders that can't come up with the money for bail. So
right.
They're sitting in jail because they've got $2,500 worth of bail that they have to come up with.
That sucks. But how is proposing that the judge could deny bail completely? I mean, maybe we're misunderstanding. Maybe the proposal isn't what the gentleman who was calling in said it was.
I don't know. I'm trying to find the actual wording of the question instead of just a half of section of the question.
Maybe I'm just loopy and I'm not, I'm not getting this. I mean, I am a little out of it, having been awake since early this morning and running Keenvention all day. But, I mean, are you guys as confused by this as I am?
I'm super confused. That's why I'm on Ballotpedia and about five other websites trying to find out.
I don't know. I thought that it was like universal across all states that it was a right to have bail and not an excess.
Well, that's the federal constitution that applies to people that are arrested for federal offenses. If you get arrested in Keene, New Hampshire, then you can't argue, well, the federal constitution says that I can only be arrested for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Gotcha. So we'll try to learn more about this here. Daryl is cracking away on the research. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Maybe you're in New Jersey or you've lived there and you have some experience with the criminal system, the so-called justice system. We would love to hear from you. You can also join us via Skype. Our username there is lrn.fm. I wonder if they offered any bail to these ladies in France. We were talking earlier about the topless protesters who 20 of them were arrested after being at a rally, apparently in front of the Palace of Justice in France, topless, holding signs, chanting, you know, making noise, that kind of thing. The police at one point chase after the women through the streets, one cop crashing into a wall while holding a shield as he attempted apparently to slam one of these women. He missed. That's what the story is making headlines for. It's not really giving information.
So the Huffington Post France article cites something that was posted on Femin's Facebook page. Mm. That says, quote, France is the first and only country in the world which condemns Femin activists for exhibitionism.
Mm, oh, wow.
So apparently in France, there's some kind of regulation.
It's exhibitionism.
Yeah. Against being topless in public. One of the protests that they did earlier this month, they had a couple of activists on top of the Moulin Rouge, which is the famous cabaret, mm-hmm. the Moulin Rouge cabaret, and they dropped a sign that said, red is the color of the revolution.
Hmm. And red revolution.
What was illegal? The sign dropping?
Well, they were topless on top of the building.
I see.
And they dropped a sign that said, red is the color of the revolution. And, of course, rouge is French for red.
Of all the things that they could make illegal in France. Like, it's legal to get cigarettes and to drink if you're, you know, too young to do it in the United States, but to...
In France you can, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, you can easily get a hold of those things if you're a
younger
person.
Have you been there?
I have been there, actually, and it's quite easy. Usually in restaurants, they don't even ask for your identification.
Wow, that's cool. Yeah. So how old were you when you were there?
I was 17.
Was it like some sort of high school trip? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I went with a group of about 10 people and my French teacher to France, Spain, and Italy. And it was really nice getting away from my teacher because she didn't want us drinking on the trip, but we knew that we'd be able to get away with it.
She knew you would, yeah.
Yeah. And the one time that we did order alcohol, because, you know, when you're young and you're ordering in public for the first time, it's nerve-wracking.
Right.
She walked by the window of the restaurant
the
we were sitting
did.
In. Yeah. But, it's they actually have vending machines for cigarettes, too.
Wow,
so,
they used to have those in the United States once upon a time. So, now, are you saying there's a lower minimum age in France, but it's not really enforced?
Yes, they're very loose with things like that. Mm. You know, it's not something that police are looking out for, but that's why it's surprising to me, especially since you see on posters and in advertisements, there's all these sexualized women. But these women are just, they're not necessarily sexualizing themselves. They're just, you know, saying this is my body and it should be okay for me to do this. And I find it kind of funny that in the video you're playing, mm-hmm. it's actually blurred out. Like, we're not even okay with looking at it.
Well, RT, actually, I think at some points in this, doesn't blur the women. Let's see if I can go on a little bit here. This is the women running through the streets. There's a couple dozen of them, at least. I don't think they're blurring those women there. No, I can definitely see the nipples on these women. There were a couple of scenes in which there seemed like there was some blurring going on, and I didn't understand why some of them were blurred while others weren't.
So is it the whole breast that's offensive, or is it just the nipple?
Yeah, that's a good question. If there's anybody out there who would like to explain why they find breasts to be offensive, please let us know at 855-453. At about 23 seconds into the video, there is a frame, a scene with what appear to be approximately 10 topless women. The first one, there's blurriness on her breast, but none of the rest of them are blurred, so it's very inconsistent level of blurring. This is definitely, I'm actually surprised YouTube hasn't taken it down for complaints. Is it
because
it's
obviously
piece?
Educational. It's a news piece.
Okay.
And there's probably artistic merit.
So, yeah, I'm shocked by this. I'm really surprised that in France, of all places, it's illegal to be topless.
Unless you're on one of the beaches that are specifically designated as a topless beach.
They have those in France, huh?
Yes. Yep.
They're all over in Europe.
So, okay. So if the government says you can be topless here, then it's not exhibitionism to do it. But if you're topless in an area where it's not approved, then it's exhibitionism to do it. Is that the idea?
Yeah. So if you walk from the beach to the street, would that...
You're in trouble.
Yeah.
Missy. Little Missy. Crazy stuff here, and the feminine activists, again, I don't know even what they, you know, what their protest is all about. Their messages tends to be fairly feminist. Not that I'm opposed to the basic, what was it, the lowest level of feminism where people should be equal. I like that idea of feminism, but when you start going into this crazy realm of saying good morning on the streets is tantamount to harassment, which is what the Holla Back folks were saying about what was going on in New York City with the viral video earlier this week. That crosses the line for me into crazy land.
Yeah, I don't think that things that make you feel uncomfortable are necessarily harassment. You know, I think that's more of a personal issue. If somebody can't say good morning to you without you getting offended, then that's
right.
Something you need to work on, because people are going to be saying hello and hi, you look nice today all the rest of your life, probably.
So what I have a lot of respect for these ladies. They are embracing their bodies, and they are of different shapes, by the way, in this video. They're embracing their bodies, and they're using them to get a message out, and I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but I imagine a number of feminists in the United States would be offended by Femin's tactics. You're welcome to comment here, 855-453. Comment on Femin's tactics, the idea of being topless to promote feminism, or you can comment on the crackdown on these ladies. I mean, should it be illegal to be topless in public as a woman? It is in a lot of places here in the United States. So Paris apparently is the only place where Femin is active. Remember the statement earlier was that Paris or France was the only country in which it was illegal for Femin activists to be topless. If I recall, I forget which one of you said that.
Yeah, was a quote on their Facebook page that said France is the first and only country to charge them with exhibitionism for their topless protests.
So, I mean, obviously they would be charged with something like that in many places in the United States, but Femin doesn't exist here. And I don't know if they have the ballsy ladies like this. I mean, these ladies are some of the most courageous activists in the world.
You can be topless anywhere in the U.S. as long as it's for art and protest.
Really?
They might try to charge you, but it'll get thrown out in court.
Anywhere, huh? All right, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. Daryl's not a lawyer.
Pop quiz, kid. You know it's at 3221 Highway 22? The new Dickinson Granger branch. You know it was there before that? Who cares? There's a Granger branch there now. Granger's got everything we need, from inventory management to safety services and solutions. They even have this handy mobile app for easy browsing on the go. Let's head over there and stock up. There's nothing I love more than a new Granger branch, kid, including you. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/oilandgas or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.